That's David Oakes. Glad you tuned in to Visionary Fundraising. We're talking about why people give large gifts, are tax incentives the reason people give to you. Glad you tuned in. Stay tuned. Fundraisers struggle to find the strategies and the confidence they need to see their mission fully funded. I help fundraisers lean into their visionary capacity, say thank you, tell stories, and get happy all the way to the bank. Stay tuned for today's show. Today's show is brought to you by the book, Visionary Fundraising. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. For over a year, I've dedicated myself to writing down everything you need to be challenged to in order to double, triple, quadruple, and more the income that you receive as a visionary. You can buy my book today at Amazon.com for $19.99, or for you digital readers, got a good deal for you. Go click the link in the show notes, go to my website, and you can buy the digital version for $4.99. Stop chasing, start attracting the money you need. Reading through the book, Mega Gifts, Who Gives Them, Who Gets Them, by Gerald Panis. And in chapter 5, he answers the question, do people give to you because of the tax incentive? And then Jerry begins chapter 5 by saying, pick up any organizational brochure or piece of campaign literature, and the chances are almost certain they're going to be a major reference to the tax deductibility of a gift. There's often a prominent reference to it in written and verbal presentations to potential major donors. I've looked at nonprofit websites. I do a lot of websites for nonprofits and businesses. I'm shocked that on the most expensive piece of real estate on a nonprofit's website, which is that first pain landing spot that people go to after they Google you, on that pain, the first thing they'll do is announce all you're giving to XYZ Us organization is tax deductible. Does that really motivate folks to give largely to you? How significant is the matter of tax deductibility when people decide to give at a level that can change your world? Jerry Panis, in the book Mega Gifts, Who Gives Them, Who Gets Them, says, how significant is this matter? And Jerry says, not very. He has interviewed over 50 people who have given $1 million or multi-million dollar gifts over and over again, most of them. He's interviewed 50, and he has said that almost none of them give much consideration to the tax considerations of giving. He interviewed Cyril Magnin, who said, I don't give much thought to the tax considerations. I get paid off in the satisfaction of knowing that I'm doing something good. He interviewed Dimitri George, a Chicago developer who made his $1 million gift to a hospital, and he said the tax implication was not a factor at all. Why did he give? Well, he said, my father received excellent care there following a difficult heart operation. I just gave him a lot of money to show him appreciation. By his own estimates, another donor, Leo Roon, gave away $100 million, and he said he didn't even count whether his gifts were tax deductible or not. And then Gerald goes on to say that most of these people have long gone past the deductibility limit when it comes to their giving. Most of these major donors, they've long ago given beyond the maximum limit that they can deduct with their taxes. And he points out It doesn't do them any good to give away another $1 million. They give, not saying that the tax liability or the considerations don't make a difference at all. They do think about it. But according to Gerald Panis, and he's interviewed 1,000 fundraisers and 50 people who have given multi-million dollar gifts through the years, he says that tax considerations are not a major factor at all. He interviews Leo Roon, who has given away $100 million in his lifetime. He said, I declare, Roon said to him in an interview, I declare everything I can, but tax isn't a major factor ever. When Ann, his wife, when Ann and I see a need that's important, we give. Like Roon, every donor takes full advantage of the tax laws, but donors who give, give whether there's a tax advantage or not. People are not giving to you for tax purposes. They only give when they are inspired by your mission. Remember, donors give to their values through you. They're not giving to you. They're giving to their values. They just happen to be giving through you. And then Gerald Panis says, I'm at the end of the show today, in interview after interview, tax was played down, if not dismissed, by these mega givers. Wow. So he says you do not sell a major donor by talking about the tax advantages. You sell them by making clear the values that your donors are giving to. And of course, your donors must hold those values. All right, that's today's show. Glad you tuned in. Till next time, don't forget you were put here to change the world. That's why your beneficiaries are in your heart. You're a visionary fundraiser. So till tomorrow, so long.